Hey, it's me, the T-O-N-Y-T, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. On my podcast, the Nerd of Godcast, this week, I have a conversation with my best internet friend, Scott Higa, the Christian nerd. We were talking about Wonder Woman 84, and Scott and I, we have very different opinions on this movie, mine being that it was a complete dumpster fire, and his being that he liked it. I don't get it. If you've seen the movie, you certainly have an opinion on it. But wait just a second before screaming at your podcast player how I'm right and Scott is an idiot. Because he's not. He's just wrong about this awful, awful movie. But that got me thinking. Last week, we talked on the Nerdigodcast about how Jesus is coming back. And Scott messaged me and told me that he and I have very different eschatological worldviews, eschatology being the part of theology that deals with the end times. Come to think of it, Scott and I have a lot of differences. He likes following sports, and I think that sports ball is boring. He plays Xbox. I play PlayStation. He's a Baptist. I'm a Pentecostal. He's a West Coast liberal, and I'm a Bible Belt conservative. I mean, with this many dissimilarities, how are we even friends? Well, it's simple. We both love Jesus, and we both care for and love each other. There's a lot that separate us, that make us different, or that would put us on different pages, but ultimately we're unified by Christ in us. Even if our theology differs in some minor, open-handed ways, the subject of our spiritual affection and the object of our worship is one and the same, the Son of God and man, Christ Jesus. Our mission is the same, to go into the world and make disciples, and our hope is the same, that Jesus is going to make everything better in our lives and in this world. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1:10, I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and thought. Now, Paul is not talking about our movie preferences. He's not talking about the video game console that we use. It's a worldview. It means less of what we think is important and more of what Jesus thinks is important. And if I can agree on that, and if you can agree on that, then we can find unity no matter what our starting point is. It's so important that Jesus himself tagged it as the number one way that the world would know that we were his followers. In John 13:35, Jesus said, "By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Let's love each other. Let's prefer each other. Let's find that place of unity with each other in spite of our differences. The thing that the world would use to divide us, our sports teams or our politics or our preferences, would pale in comparison to what God would use to unify us. Galatians 3:28 says, "There's neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male or female. You are all one in Christ Jesus." Now, Scotty and I are different, but in spite of all that, I know that he always has my back, and I know that I'll always have his. Because although who we are might make us different, whose we are makes us all kinds of brothers. Don't let the little things rob you of a unity much greater than our passions, our preferences, or even our politics. I agree with David when he writes in Psalm 133, "How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity." Well, that is all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more nerdy devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. And if you don't already, you should totally follow Scott. Visit him at thechristiannerd.com and let him know that he's wrong about Wonder Woman 84 and that Tony from the Nerd of Godcast sent you. I'm Tony T for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, I ain't gotta go home, but I can't stay here.